Today we continue in our study of Mishnayos Bikurim with lesson number 19. Mishnayos Bikurim Perek Dalet, Mishnah Gimel and Dalet, fourth Perek, third and fourth Mishnah. We had been studying ways in which an androgynous person, a person who has the genital simonim, organs of both male and female, in certain respects he's like a male. In certain respects, and this is what we will learn now in Mishnah Gimel, he's like a female. Ketzad shovel anoshim, in what ways is he like women, like females? Mitame ba'odem kanoshim. We learned yesterday that when a woman emanates, gives forth white-colored fluid, this has no significance. If she gives forth red-colored fluid, then she's menstruating or is a nida, and is either a nida or a zova. A male, on the other hand, if what emanates from his body is red liquid, this is of no halachic significance. The white liquid, he is, under certain conditions, a zov. So an androgynous has kind of the worst of both worlds. If there is a white fluid that flows from him, we learned in Mishnah Beis, Metame Beloven Kohanoshim. He has to deal with the consequences of being Tome Tumas Zov. On the other hand, as we're learning now in Mishnah Gimel, Metame Ba'odem Kanoshim. If a red fluid emanates from him, then he has the din of either a nida or a zava, depending upon the circumstances. V'yeno misyached im ho'anoshim, kanoshim. He had the halacha of a man, we learned yesterday in Mishnah Beis, and that he could not be secluded alone with women. Here, we learn that he has the status of a woman, of a female, and that he cannot be alone with men, or maybe we should say she cannot be alone with men. Ve'eino zokek liyibum kanoshim. Halacha is, if a man is married, and he dies, and leaves no children, his wife must undergo a process of either Yibum or Chalitza if he left a brother. However, suppose he left no brother except, but he did leave a sibling, and the sibling was an androgynous. Well, an androgynous cannot be a Yovam. So the woman, the widow, is free to marry whomever she chooses. She does not have to go through a process of either Yibum or Chalitza. Ve'eino cholekim habonim kanoshim. We learned in the Mishnayos Maseches Bava Basra that if a person dies and leaves over an estate sufficient to support everyone, so the sons divvy up a certain proportion of the estate and they inherit it. But they must leave over in the estate sufficient money to support the daughters. However, suppose this person is an androgynous. So we learned yesterday in Mishnah Beis that if there is insufficient funds for the sons to inherit, but only sufficient funds for the daughters to be supported, then the androgynous cannot join the daughters for his support. Eino nizon im habonos ko anoshim. That's the bad news. In Mishnah Gimel today we are learning that neither can inherit in the case where there is nechosim merubin, where there is ample nechosim, and there's enough for the sons to inherit, he does not inherit with the sons. Rather, the sons tell him, well, bring proof that you're a zohar, and then you can take a case from the Yerusha. However, in such a circumstance, he would still receive the mezonos. In other words, he would still get supported by the estate. He just would not inherit from the estate. The Mishnah continues. V'ein ochel b'kodshei hamikdosh kanoshi. The halacha is, if this androgynous is a kohen, so normally male kohanim, zichrei kohuna, can eat the those parts of certain karbonos, of kodshei kodshi, the korban chatos, the korban oshom, korbanos mincha, they can eat certain portions of that korban. A woman cannot. An androgynous cannot. In that respect, he's like a woman. V'imo yosheves olov bedam tome kanoshi. We learned yesterday that when a woman gives birth to a male, it's 7 days of Yemei Tumo, 33 days of Yemei Tahara. In the case of a birth of a female, 14 days of Yemei Tumo, 66 days of Tahara. We learned yesterday in Mishnah Beis that in the case of an androgynous being born, the woman does not get the advantage of 66 days of Tahara, but rather only the advantage of 33 days of Tahara. Now what about the first 7 or 14 days? Here we're learning that she gets only 14, that he, the androgynous, forces his mother when she gives birth to him to sit for 2 weeks in a state of tumah. So that the sequence would be, if an androgynous is born to a woman, that the woman has to wait 14 days yemei tumah, because in that respect we adjudge the androgynous to be like a female, a daughter, and then an additional up to day 40, which means from day 14 to day 40, which means only 26 days of yemei tahara. And the Mishnah continues. Uposul min ha'edus kanoshim. Women are not kosher, are not legitimately witnesses in a court. Only men are. In this case, if an androgynous sees a murder, or an androgynous needs to testify as a witness, the androgynous cannot, because the androgynous is like an isha in this respect. If the androgynous is a kohen, if the androgynous is nival ba'avero, there's a female component to the androgynous. If in its female capacity it has sexual relations with a close relative, a brother, father, son, well, son is probably impossible, but brother, or with one of the psule kohuna, someone who's not fit for be a kohen, a mamzer, and a sin, etc. And the androgynous has had sexual relations with such an individual. So normally a woman who has sexual relations with someone who is also to her because of kurva, because of close relative, or because the person is also to her because the person is a mamzer, let's say, for example, then she can no longer eat truma, even if she marries a kohen or if she's the daughter of a kohen. Similarly, an androgynous who's nival ba'avero, who's had illicit sexual relations, nifsal min hatruma kanoshim, even if he is a kohen, he cannot ever eat truma. The next Mishnah Dalet continues. Keitzad shove lo anoshim vil anoshim. In what respect is he like male and female, like every other Jewish person, male or female? Chayovim al makoso v'kiloloso ko anoshim v'chanoshim. If a person murders a fellow Jew, then that person, murders a fellow Jew, then that person is guilty of murder, whether the victim is a male or female. Similarly, whether the victim is an androgynous or not, murder is murder. If you kill an androgynous, you're a murderer. If you curse an androgynous, as we know, cursing a Jew is a severe prohibition, whether that Jew is male or female, cursing an androgynous, also a severe prohibition. V'ha'horgo shogeg gola, if a person murders unintentionally, didn't realize it was somebody below me and I have a dropped something on his head and killed him, so you have to go into Golos, to the Ir Miklot. This is true whether you kill a male, a female, or an androgynous. Umezid, if you kill someone intentionally, you get killed, capital punishment. Neherak, this is true whether you kill a male, female, or an androgynous. Ko'anoshim, v'chanoshim. Disrespect the androgynous is no different from any other man or woman. V'imo mevia olav korban ko'anoshim v'chanoshim. Woman gives birth, we learned, if it's a boy, 7 days of tumah, 33 days of taro. If it's a girl, 14 days of tumah, 66 days of taro. But at the end of that period, the mother brings certain korbanot, certain sacrifices to the Beis HaMikdash. If a woman gives birth to an androgynous, at the end of the period of a total of 80 days from the birth, she, the mother, brings a korban even for the birth of an androgynous. V'yochel b'kotche hakvul ko'anoshim v'chanoshim. Now, the androgynous, if he's a Kohen, cannot eat kotche HaMikdash, like, for example, chatas, osham, menoch, mincha, which are only to be eaten by Zichrei Kohuna. But if an androgynous is a Kohen, can he eat Truma? Can he eat Chala? Can he eat Trumas Maser? Yes. Those are known as Kochei Gvul, and an androgynous can eat from that type of sacred food. If there is no other heir, the androgynous' parents died, and he has no sibling, neither male nor female, so then he inherits everything. He inherits it all. In other words, we do not consider him to be neither male nor female, but some kind of new creature, as we would learn in tomorrow's Mishnah. And new creatures are not entitled to inherit at all. No, he's either a male or a female, so he inherits if he is the only heir. At this point, we have finished lesson number 19. Join us for tomorrow for the final lesson of Maseches Bikurim. But this is the end of lesson number 19.